Pleased to go down to the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline this afternoon and have a chat with Calgary Flames general manager Brad Treliving this afternoon. How are you doing, Brad? Good afternoon.
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing really well. Thanks. You put a bow on a very busy week for yourself and the team, obviously signing Jonathan Huberdeau to an 8-year extension last night. I imagine you're happy to have that negotiation done with and Jonathan committed to the Flames for a long time here.
Yeah, no, it's been a relatively short process going back to when we acquired Jonathan, but it's been short, but it's been long in a lot of ways too. And we quite frankly, guys, when the deal happened, we knew going in that it was going to be a big change and a big shock to Jonathan. I think anybody, I don't care what line of work you're at, whether you're playing NHL hockey, whether you're working on the radio station or where you're doing, when there's change that happens, it takes you a little bit of time to sort of take it all in and sort it all out. So we wanted to give him a couple of days to do that. I had a chance to visit with Jonathan and really just get to know him a little bit and him us. And, throughout that time, I was in discussions with Alan Walsh's representative. And, when we got to that stage of Jonathan really looking forward now after the trade and excited about the opportunity ahead of him, excited about the situation in Calgary, we both had the same goal in mind, and that was to try to get an extension done. And we worked through it over the last couple of days. It's a really good contract for a really good player, and we're excited to get it done.
Brad, when you spoke to the media earlier this summer, you mentioned some of the things that were being said about the city of Calgary and the organization when it came to players wanting to live and play here. Does signing someone the caliber of Jonathan Huberdeau help quell some of those words in your mind?
Well, I think we have to put it in context, guys. Listen, we've gone through a period of time here where we had two really good players that made a decision well within their rights. I think that's really important to look at. I carry no ill will. This is a business, and there's sometimes a hard side to the business. And no different than at the team's wishes, teams can trade players at certain times. Players reach a certain stage of their career where they can make decisions that they feel is in the best interest of themselves, their families, and their future. And so we had two players that made those decisions. And like I said, we get it. We understand it. We felt we did everything we could to retain those players, but they're totally entitled to make those decisions. So I don't think this is a long-standing narrative out there that, oh gosh, people don't want to play in Calgary. Those of us that are fortunate enough to live here and work here, we know it's a really good city. What I made comments, I guess, at that particular time because, you had two players sort of on the heels of each other that made decisions to move on, two really good players. And, what I was passionate about is this is a good place to play. Mm-hmm. We all work and live here and we enjoy it here. And it's a great place to raise a family and it's a great organization to play in. And we've got a good hockey team. So that was my standpoint. We don't have to apologize and won't apologize to anybody for being in Calgary and working and playing here. But I also think you have to keep it in context that this isn't a situation where that time after time, year after year, we've had players that won't come here. Players make decisions to go to different places for all sorts of reasons. And like I said, we were in a situation that we had to deal with. We dealt with it the best we very could. We're looking forward now, and we were excited to get the players that we got, both in Jonathan and McKenzie and Cole, and the future pick in the trade that we made. And then we're excited to extend Jonathan. I think the other thing, this wasn't a situation also where I think if you don't have the backdrop of Matthew and John's situation, John Gaudreau's situation, you probably don't have the narrative, oh, they have to go sign Jonathan Huberdeau. We wanted to sign Jonathan Huberdeau because we think he's a really good player. And it's hard to get really good players, and it's even harder to retain really good players. So, you know, you also, and I made the comment, I think, on, you know, after we got the news from Johnny, that it's our next move can't just be a reactionary move to say, okay, Johnny's chosen not to sign here, so let's just go, you know, do a bunch of stuff just to do a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, we signed Jonathan Huberdeau because we think he's an elite player in the league. We were able to extend him. Like any contract, there's risk, but we think he's a real top player in the league, and he's going to continue to be one for the foreseeable future. So, been a lot going on, but at the end of the day, where we were when we obtained him and McKenzie, you know, our objective was to extend, and we were able to extend him, and we're happy about that.
I have to ask you, you mentioned going out to dinner with Jonathan in Montreal, and I won't bother asking what you guys got for entrees or anything like that, but how important, Brad, was that for you guys to meet face-to-face and really get to know each other on a personal basis to make the step towards going into a negotiation and wanting to commit to somebody long-term like that?
Well, first off, you know it's a slow news day if people are worried about where I'm going to dinner, okay? So I hope that's the last time. You guys need hobbies? I'm going to buy you a book or something to read so you worry about it. Something way more important than that. You know what? I think it's really important. I think at the end of the day, this is a business, but you're dealing with people. This isn't machines and technology. This is at the core of it is you're dealing with individuals and you're dealing with people. And I think that relationships are paramount. And, you know, I thought it was really important to sit across the table from Jonathan. I'd never met him. He'd never met me. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't no different than if you look at your own situations. And if you get in, you know, you go to a situation, you've got a new employer, you know, you just want to sit down and talk about life here a little bit and get to know him and get to know what his family's all about. And, you know, talk to him about our situation here in Calgary, and we're proud to tell our story and, you know, answer any questions that you have, but just develop the relationship. You know, we're all, at the end of the day, you know, humans are, we're, you know, we interact, and you get a good feeling or a bad feeling when you have interaction with somebody. And that was the purpose of that, is to express to him, number one, that we're excited to have him here, find out a little bit more about what makes him tick, you know, be upfront. I've always said, you know, I believe in being real honest with our players, and it's easy to do that when you're delivering good news, but not everybody likes to do that when you deliver bad news. So when he's going through this process of saying, I've just, you know, I've moved on now from the only place I've ever known, you know, who are these people? So I think it's important to sit down there and be able to put a face to a name and just, you know, just develop that relationship. Listen, it was one night and it was a few hours, but I think we left there with a real good feeling about each other, and we were able to continue to move forward and get this done. So, it was good to get to know him, learn a lot about him, learn about what makes him tick, learn about what he's learned, you know, in playing in the playoffs the last couple of years, you know, educate them a little bit about our team and how we see things going forward. So I think at the end of the night, you know, we're just a lot more comfortable with where each other's at. And it helped us continue to facilitate moving forward and getting a deal done.
We're chatting with Calgary Flames general manager Brad Treliving here on Sportsnet today. Brad, you also got two important RFA deals done this week with Oliver Shillington and Andrew Mangiapane. I want to start with Oliver. Last season, his first full year in the NHL playing regular minutes. When you look at Oliver's season last year, what changed or clicked in his game that allowed him to take that next step in becoming a regular NHLer?
Well, I think, You know, that's probably a better question for Oliver. For me, from the outside watching him, you know, there was opportunity for him. And now, you know, that's the age-old question, right, with players. Every player wants mm-hmm. opportunity. What comes first? You play well, you get more. You don't play well, you don't get as much. I think Oliver really... You know, it was a combination of him pushing himself to get an opportunity, putting himself playing well, really, when you look at it, through the preseason and even through the first bit of the regular season, there was some volatility on our blue line. When I say volatility, there was, you know, Daryl and the coaching staff was sort of sorting out where everybody's going to fit. And what Oliver did, and what's a great message to all players, is you play well, that opportunity, it's amazing how the opportunity becomes greater for you. So I think it's just, you know, Oliver's continued to mature his game, mature himself physically. You know, when he came in as an 18-year-old, 19-year-old player, you know, he's always had the great physical attributes to skate, move a puck. But what has really allowed him now to get to the NHL, stay in the NHL, and then this year, you know, be a really important player in an NHL team is his ability to play without the puck, his ability to check, his ability to defend, his ability to close down plays. And what that allows you to do is you build trust with the coach and you build trust with the coaching staff. So now you get put into more situations. So I think Oliver's just continued to mature. He's continued to take out some of those burps in his game that all young players have. And he's become a much more reliable player. And having said all that, he's still a real young player. You know, I always say to Oliver, it feels like he's been around forever. Yeah. But he's still a young player. And you know, to me, he's just now, he's sort of cutting his teeth in the league. You go from trying to make the league to stay in the league to now really be an important player in the league. And that's sort of the stuff that I think Oliver's taking right now. A real dedicated guy. You know, he's having a big summer. It's an important summer for him to continue to grow physically, get stronger, all those types of things. He had a great experience through his first playoff experience this year. So all those things just lead themselves to becoming a more mature player and lending itself to have more success. So happy to get that done and looking forward to seeing him in camp.
With Oliver signed and the moves that you've made this offseason, I believe it's 10 defensemen now signed to one-way deals for next season. Do you look at it as a crowded group back there right now or a group that has an opportunity to have a lot of internal competition for spots?
Well, as we sit right now, there's a lot of bodies, but I think I've said it before. I'm a big proponent of having depth at the defense position.
Yeah.
So, you need it. We saw it last year. You know, there's a perfect example. I don't think if we would have sat on the phone a year ago today that we would have thought Oliver Shillington maybe was going to reach the levels or have the year that he had this past year. So competition brings out the best in everyone. Adding McKenzie, I think, adds a real top-end player here. But let's not, you know, then... The people that are here, the Hannafins, the Andersons, obviously the Tanevs, you know, Big Z's back here. You know, we talked about Oliver, but, you know, Connor Mackey's a guy to me who's, you know, was a top player in the American League last year. He's knocking out the door. Yusuf Alamaki still continues to be an interesting player. We know where Yusuf was before. I think Yusuf would be the first to tell you. It was a disappointing year for him last year. He's dealt with a lot of stuff. He's pushing it. He wants more. He wants to grab a hold of this thing. You know, we brought in Nicholas Melosh and Dennis Gilbert that are, you know, that are players that have had, you know, young developing pros right now. They've been through the American Hockey League. They've got their teeth wet or their feet wet at the NHL level. Both bring some size and bite and play the game that we like it, the way we like it played. So those are going to be interesting guys. So the way I look at it right now, is I don't necessarily look at it as a crowded blue line. As I look at it, there's lots of depth there at a really priority position on the blue line. and maybe gives us obviously lots of competition, maybe gives us some options, you know, moving forward. But I certainly am happy with where our defense sets up here today.
Just a couple more for you, Brad. The other RFA deal you got done, a three-year contract with Andrew Mangiapane, 35 goals for him last season. Is this a guy who you and the organization see as someone who's ready to step up and perhaps fill an even bigger role on your team this season?
I would certainly say so. I think Andrew had a big role last year. I think, you know, in a lot of ways, maybe for people outside of us, it was a bit of a coming out party. I've been a big Andrew Mangiapane fan for a long time. So I think Andrew, like any other player, he's certainly, they all want more. Now it's his opportunity to go try to grab, you know, when you say more, what's more, right? Is
yep.
You know, probably the next challenge for Andrew, or the next, not necessarily challenge, but I think from his standpoint is getting a little bit more power play time. And that's something that he saw a little bit last year. He, you know, I thought he took a real big step and developed into a very trustworthy penalty killer. What we know with Andrew is, you know, he's highly, highly competitive. He's obviously got skill. He goes to hard areas to score. He'll pay a price. You know, you can use all the cliches, but ultimately for me, it's how what are you prepared to sacrifice to get to areas that you have to get to score goals? And that's never a question with Andrew. And again, to me, he's still a player that there's, you know, he's not ceilinged out. To me, there's still lots of areas for him to continue to grow his game. He's a player we have a lot of belief in, have since the day we've drafted him. And, you know, again, excited to get him signed and get that business out of the way. And as he was last year, I expect him to be a really, you know, really big and important part of the team, and I know he's looking forward to it.
I know over the years of listening to you and Pat have these conversations, Brad, that this isn't a space for negotiations or any info on that, but I guess I would just ask, obviously, the other NHL piece that came over in the Matthew Tkachuk trade from Florida was Mackenzie Weegar. He had similar things to say as Jonathan did about, you know, an interest in perhaps signing with Calgary long-term. Have you guys gone down the discussion at all of an extension with Mackenzie Weegar?
Yeah, you're probably right. I probably won't say a whole lot about that. He's got a year left on his contract. I think you guys are aware of that.
Yeah.
He's a really good player. I don't know how many people know a lot about Mackenzie playing in the East. We don't see him, you know, our fans don't get to see him on a regular basis. We think he's a really, really good player. He's a right shot D that is a bit unique, that he played really for the most part the last 2 years on the left side. You don't see that a lot. I guess what I would say to that is, you know, similar to Jonathan, when we obtained him, you know, our first priority is to see if there's a way to extend him. We'll have those discussions. We'll see where they go. But when we've got good news to announce it, we'll announce it. But until that time, you know, we'll be looking forward to seeing him at camp. And like I said, I think we've got a real good player here that's going to help solidify our defense, and excited to have him on board.
Appreciate that. And last one for you, Brad. Any business left on your table for the rest of the summer? I know you've talked about, you know, you're always looking to improve the team. But is there anything left on your to-do list that you'd like to fill out before you head into training camp this fall?
Yeah, I don't think you're ever done, right? So
yeah.
I guess we can use the motherhood statement. We're going to continue to look at ways that we can make our team better. No different than every other team's doing. We still have, you know, Adam Rzycka, who's a restricted free agent, who still needs a contract. So we'll continue to work away at that. And that's really, you know, the two players, Oliver and Andrew, really had, you know, those had deadlines or timing issues as they had arbitration rights, and there was arbitration hearings that were upcoming. Adam's not in that stage yet. He doesn't have arbitration rights, so there's not an arb hearing that's forthcoming. So we've got We've got to figure out that. And then, as I said, you know, you look at our team right now. Obviously, I think we're in a good place in our goaltending. I like where our defense is at. You know, we continue to look at the forward group and see if there's ways that we can, you know, outside of Adam and getting his contract done, you know, finding ways that we can improve the team. So we've still got time between now and when puck drops. And that's the job, is to continue to look at it each day and see if there's opportunities for us to help ourselves. And that won't change between now and the start of the season.
Brent, thanks so much for the time. I know it's a very busy day for you, and it's been a very busy week. Thank you for the time today. Good luck the rest of the summer, and we'll chat with you a little bit more down the road when we get closer to hockey season.
You bet. Thanks for having me on. Have a good weekend, guys.